when you're reading this, mm-hmm. you will read it differently depending on who you, on yeah. where you are
right.
in the evolving.
And that's precisely why it is important to stay away from stories or concepts and focus on experience. Whether it is a child or a PhD guy, it's easy for both of them to understand what is going on if they only focus on their experience, direct experience. Like Don likes to say, direct experience. I just say experience, mm-hmm. but it is direct experience.
Okay, well, when you were talking about your experiences or what you went through,
mm-hmm.
did you make a basic assumption that you're unconditional? Because you're saying even that is conditional, so I can't be that.
Mm-hmm.
So did you start with the assumption that I cannot be conditional? That I'm unconditional.
Right, because the whole premise of this whole idea of I is that there is some independent fixed entity that is unchanging.
That's an assumption.
Right, and that's precisely the idea, that it has been a mistake. It has simply been an assumption made because of not knowing the reality of nature, not knowing how things work. That assumption has arisen because
maybe
of...
Maybe you are conditional.
Sorry?
Maybe you are conditional.
Or maybe there are only conditions. There's no you. That's the whole idea. That if you contemplate enough, then you will also go beyond that boundary. That is, like, maybe you are conditional, right? Or maybe I am Brahman, or I am that, or I am the observer. That boundary is the hardest one to cross.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to continue to contemplate.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
You are forever changing. Well, experience tells me that I'm forever changing.
Sorry?
Experience tells me that I am forever changing.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fixed ending.
Right.
Everything is changing.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there is a possibility that you might even identify with that and say that, oh, I am the change. Or, oh, I am this flow. See what I'm saying? Oh, I am this flow of life. You could, whatever insight you get, you could cling to that as I am that. You see? Instead of saying that is that. Right?
That's why the other I.
Yeah, the whole idea is to not identify with anything and to look at what is as it is.
I exist in the mind. To me, the I is in your mind. You
right.
create that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Because the whole idea is to how to overcome that delusion, that mistake, how to erase that mistake. That's the whole idea. And many people have erased it almost enough, but not fully. Those who say, I am that, or those who say, I am universal mother consciousness, or I am Brahman, they have pretty much done a lot of erasing. They have erased the delusion that I am mind. They have erased the delusion that I am body. They haven't erased it enough. The residue is still remaining.
Because there's still the I.
There's still the I, which has arisen because of clinging to consciousness. And the beauty of Buddha, as far as I know, and doesn't mean only Buddha, there might be many such people who have had the insight, but they never became popular. See, could be countless, even today. And the whole idea is how to completely, forever, erase that delusion. Fully clean it. I like to call that perfection. And Patanjali calls it yoga chitta vritti nirodaha. He begins with that. What that means is precisely this is cessation of all fluctuations or all cognitive processes.
What am?
I. Mm-hmm. Even though there's still an I there, I haven't gone beyond that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're everything.
And nothing at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole... Go ahead.
No, I was going to start another term.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that one of the reasons why in the book, in my book, I have described not only how to experience the zero, but also how to experience infinity, which means you have to really understand what is nothingness and what is everythingness.
Mm-hmm.
If you just focus on everythingness, then you cling to the concept of Brahman or Universal Mother Consciousness. If you cling only to the concept of nothingness, only focus on nothingness, then you falter. Like, you have to look at both nothingness, everythingness, zero, infinity. And then you realize that they are really the two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
There is in everything, there's nothing, and with nothing, there's everything.
Literally. If a mathematician can understand that there is really no difference between zero and infinity, he will be able to come up with a theory of everything model. I wish I could talk to some mathematician and tell him, hey, you know what, figure something out and show that zero equals infinity.
Ramanujan, just a brief story. I think he was born in the late 1800s, but a lot of research going on, and the thinking is it'll have a lot of applications in the future.
Yeah. You know, the beauty of realizing that nothingness and everythingness are two sides of the same coin is, or zero and infinity are the two sides of the same coin, is that then only you will look at the third side. The third side of the coin. I was saying nothingness, everythingness are two sides of the same coin, right? I was saying zero and infinity are the two sides of the same coin. When you realize that, then only you see the third side of the coin. I'll show you where it is. The edge.
It's the third side of the coin.
Have you ever noticed the edge?
Sure.
Yeah. I never thought of it as a third side.
It is.
Yeah. And that third side is...
thin.
It's very thin.
You know, I have...
So we never notice it. And that's the enlightenment thing. Away by these two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, when you, and you will realize this yourself. It's true with everything. What that which is very obvious, that which is very intuitive, very easy to get carried away by. If you want to look at the third side of the coin, you'll have the most counterintuitive thing to do. So you'll have to transcend intuition, obviously transcend intellect,
mm-hmm.
and simply focus on direct experience.
What's that third?